This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1662. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. In this edition, recorded March 27th, Argentina, Armenia, Australia, Azerbaijan, Bulgaria, Canada, Central African Republic, Cyprus, Ecuador, Eritrea, Guam, Guiana French, Indonesia, International Vacuum, Japan, Korea North, Libya, Madagascar, Malaysia, Mexico, Micronesia, Netherlands, New Zealand, Oklahoma, Palau, Papua New Guinea, South Africa, Spain, UK, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. In the Kodish list, Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay says, the medium wave band there is just about full of pirates from Buenos Aires, but some of them are radiating harmonics where they can be heard more clearly. On 2980, he heard Radio Gamma, G-A-M-A, in Buenos Aires, and put a YouTube clip of it up, indicating quite good reception. You might be able to find it by searching on his call sign, CX2ABP. I've not noticed them here, but Wolfgang Büschel, employing various software-defined radios in Western Europe, has been hearing spurs from the Voice of Russia transmitter in Armenia on 9395, which has been carrying English at 22 to midnight UT and Spanish from midnight to 05. The fundamental is 65 over 9, but the spurs are only S8 or 9 on 9362 and 9428. In Oklahoma, I'm still struggling to hear the low-power Australian Radio Simban on 2368.5. And finally, a few minutes after sunrise here, March 27th at 12:32, I was detecting a just barely audible carrier and a trace of music. It was much weaker than the other Australians on 120 meters. This very same occasion, Mike Gilchrist in Iowa, who has a much better location and receiving equipment, was also hearing Radio Simban, 2368.475, March 27th at 12:05, when the signal was peaking. And furthermore, Ron Howard in California says that was a good date for him to hear it. One of their better days, heard as late as 1312 UT. Along with a number of other stations, we have the new A13 schedule of Radio Australia. In their case, they say it's effective April 7th rather than March 31st, thanks to Wolfgang Büschel. Not many changes are shown, in fact, and we're relieved to see that two of their best frequencies inadvertently toward us will be continuing, 21740 at 21-01, and overlapping at 23 until 03, 19,000 kilohertz. The complete schedule is in the new DX Listing Digest, number 13-13, via worldofradio.com. It seems the monitored schedule of Voice of Justice we mentioned last week from Nagorno-Karabakh, or part of Azerbaijan, has already been replaced by a new one, monitored by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. Not clear yet which days of the week it's on the air, but probably not every day. He was hearing it mostly on Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, and maybe on Wednesday. 9680 exactly was in use at 04 to 427, but the other broadcasts were back on the usual split frequency around 9677 from Stepanakert, 459 minutes at 09, 12, and 15 UT. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany also heard it at 1535 UT, March 26th on 9677.602. In the medium wave circle, or medium wave news, Steve Witt in the UK observes that more and more of the high-power medium wave transmitters in Europe are disappearing. However, a new one has shown up from Bulgaria. According to Ivo Ivanov, a new Thomson transmitter in Vidin has been heard testing on 576 kilohertz. It's 200 kilowatts, both in the daytime and in the evening. It's also reported by Eike Bierwirth in Leipzig, Germany, March 23rd at midday, 11:30. He wasn't sure what it was at first, but it was in a Slavic language. In ODXA, Richard Cuff refers us to an article in the Toronto Star titled Saving the CBC, A Manifesto for Change, to help it avoid further downsizing, an interesting reflection. You can find it on the Star website. The date published was March 19th, or there's a link to it in the new DX Listening Digest. Although it's hardly ever reported by DXers abroad, Radio ICDI in the Central African Republic has presumably been on the air on 6030, if not their night frequency 3390, but now they're having problems, as you might expect, with the fighting and takeover of the capital of CAR by the Salika rebels. I get the ICDI newsletter from Jim Hawking, and on March 22nd he said, "Please pray for the Boali radio station that it will remain safe. The equipment that can be moved is being moved to other locations." And then when the rebels took over the capital, there was a report from one of their people there in Bangui that the ICD office had been looted. Sunday, March 31st is the big day in international shortwave broadcasting, not only the beginning of the A13 season when many time and frequency changes are made, but not coincidentally the beginning of summertime in most of Europe. And furthermore, some major shortwave sites are closing down forever, among them the Cyprus relay of BBC. This had also been carrying a half-hour program originating with the Cyprus Broadcasting Corporation on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 22:15 on three frequencies. Many listeners have been trying to hear it, but in fact, Alan Rowe in the UK says the last time he heard it was August 18th. From ADX via BCDX, Christoph Ratzer in Austria was not hearing 8CJB's only Ecuadorian transmitter on 6050 the morning of March 24th, then got a reply from the station that there was a problem at the transmitter site. It was off the air briefly and they put it back on the air, but now at reduced power. Is it still audible in Europe or North America? Following a report from Thomas Nielsen in Sweden of a way out of band frequency for Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea, 5670. Torsten Hallmann of Africa List in Germany has been looking for it and was not hearing it the evenings of March 20th and 23rd, although it was heard on 4700 and 9705. However, on the 24th, he was hearing strong noise jamming on 5670, which is what Ethiopia does to Eritrea. The jamming was gone at 1702, and then he was hearing four frequencies in parallel, 7175 and 5670, and also later on 9705. One of the last two shortwave transmitter sites of the American Forces Network remains on the air, Guam. We often hear it around sunrise on 5765 USB. That's their night frequency, but their day frequency was being heard instead. March 23rd at 1312, 13362 USB. And I also heard it when it should have been on the air, March 24th at 0507. So just a reminder always to check for both frequencies if there's any chance of propagation to your location. Another major shortwave site which is closing down forever at the end of March is French Guiana. There was an article about it in the local newspaper, France Guiane, found by Sami Niemelainen in Facebook and in Google translation forwarded on to us by Partha Sarathy Goswami in India. The original was written by Nicolas Camus, and the title reads, Bad Waves in Mosanari. There are five 500 kilowatt transmitters. It will close in early April. These are waves of another age. At a time when internet did not exist, and the population of many countries could access another information channel than that broadcast by the government, it serves some purpose. However, it will close its doors on April 1st. It was built in 1981 by TDF. In 1984, it began running these four transmitters, adding another in 1993, relaying not only Radio France International, but BBC and other stations to all of America, Africa, West, and Australia. But he says it's no longer up to date. Competition from internet and satellite platforms. Many developing countries were our main targets, but are now more stable politically. The territorial delegate in charge of TDF in Guyane says shortwave no longer attracts and the market collapses. Our turnover is now four times lower than our expenses. And it's not the only one to close, of course. Bonaire and Sackville suffered the same fate last year. There have been six employees at the French Guiana site, and they will be offered retraining for other positions, such as in FM broadcasting. Ron Howard in California says the Voice of Indonesia was back on the air, about a tenth of a kilohertz below 9526. It had been missing since March 12th, but was heard again on March 25th, including the English hour at 13 UT. He was looking forward to the next day, Tuesday, for the exotic Indonesia segment, hooking up with RRI Banjarmasin. And indeed, they are still doing that on Tuesdays only during that English broadcast. I was trying to hear it too, but still the signal here in Oklahoma is far too weak, especially against all that interference 4 kilohertz up from the Sino-American radio war. However, that is moving elsewhere as of March 31st, so we must keep trying for Indonesia. Here's the new 8:13 schedule of World of Radio via WRN from International Vacuum, with the usual time shifts for the European summer season, even for broadcast to Africa, Asia, and Pacific, which are not, for the most part, observing any daylight shifting. Our broadcast there is now Sundays at 1400 UT. That's 1 hour earlier than before. Also to Europe, Saturdays at 0900, and has already changed to North America, Saturdays at 1730 UT. Not only is March 30th the close-down date for the French Guiana Relay, but it's also the last date for any broadcasts in English to North America from Radio Japan. They could have found another relay site, but apparently have decided we're not worth broadcasting to anymore under any circumstances. They urge us to listen instead via the Internet. The final Radio Japan broadcast should be UT March 30th at 0500 on 11740 and 1200 on 15190. After that, our best chance will probably be the 0500 broadcast via France, which moves from 9770 to 11970. I remember hearing this fairly well last summer. Furthermore, April 1st is the new fiscal year in Japan, with the usual turnover in staff and programming. Kei Fujimori already did her final show to North America, but she has one more to other target areas, that is the UT Sunday program, Worldwide Friendship. Oops, I knew I was going to do that. That's the title of the South Korean show on Japan. It's Friends Around the World. In case you've been hesitant to listen to Voice of Korea North online via their new proprietary software player, Martin Williams at North Korea Tech says they've dumped it and replaced it with an ordinary flash player, which should be safe. You are tuned for World of Radio, number 1662. A lot more info is available without charge at our website, worldofradio.com, particularly the archive of DX Listening Digests, and among them the latest issue upon which this edition is based, number 13-13. Our thanks this week for financial support from William Hessig in Illinois, who also sent a contribution in observance of the spring equinox, to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Another way to contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, is via PayPal. to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Harold Frojan, Michigan, reports what is tentatively Libya on 11600 for a few minutes, March 19th, with different kinds of bumpers, otherwise all in Arabic. At 1933, brief items, an orchestral bumper between them. At 1935, a whistle bumper. And in 1936, a headbanger bumper into a commentary, mentioning Libya. Radio Madagascar may have extended its schedule further on 6135. Martin Rode in the Netherlands heard it closing at 1703 on March 23rd and 24th. And a report in Cumbre DX from Tim Ratto in central Iowa says he heard Radio Madagascar at 2200 UT on 6135. Moderately strong signal, but low audio. We listened to his clip, and neither I, nor Martin, nor Ron Howard could recognize any ID from Madagascar, but what else might it be? Via Adokesh Gupta, a surprise press release, March 25th, from the new Radio Free Malaysia. Yes, another clandestine for there, leading up to their elections, but it's on medium wave only, 1359 kilohertz. They acknowledge they are related to Radio Free Sarawak, which has been on shortwave. And of course, they aren't saying where this transmission is coming from, but it's obviously the 600 kilowatt unit in Taiwan, which has previously carried family radio. The hours are 13 until 15 UT, Radio Free Malaysia. And it's broadcasting only in Malay, it seems, nothing in English except the name. According to WRTH, there is hardly any domestic broadcasting anymore in Malaysia on medium wave, so they shouldn't have any interference problem unless they can dredge up an old transmitter to jam it. Wolfgang Büschel figures it's about 3 megameters from the Taiwan transmitter to Kuala Lumpur and about 2.6 megameters to Sarawak. Each two-hour broadcast is being uploaded to soundcloud.com/radiofreemalaysia, but Mike Barraclough points out, according to their freemalaysiatoday.com website, a dedicated denial of service attack has already occurred. I continue to enjoy logging Mexican medium wave stations, mostly around local midnight or sunrise. I won't take time to enumerate them here, but they're all, of course, in my virtually daily DX reports, stored among other places at hardcoredx.com, and, of course, in DX Listening Digest. By the way, times for programming, sign-on, sign-off, and when they play the national anthem will be shifting as Mexico goes on DST April 7th, that is, most of Mexico, except certain border towns, which the U.S. already dragged into DST when we went on earlier in March. Wolfgang Büschel continues to make good use of remote receivers, which can also measure frequencies precisely. Using units in the Far East and Australia on March 22nd, he found the Cross Pacific Missionary Aviation in Micronesia at 10:30 to 11:45 UT on 4755.505. It's always close to half a kilohertz above 4755. What's left of Radio Nederland, namely the Spanish section, has moved into a new building since they hardly need to stay anymore in their previous large building. Thanks to Horacio Negro for passing on photos which appeared on the Facebook wall of Radio Nederland, put up by Sergio Acosta, one of the producers of the Spanish section. They made the move on March 18th, and the pictures show the new building being built, or more likely remodeled for their use. Via Alokesh Gupta, here's the new analog schedule of Radio New Zealand International, effective 31 March. I'll mention the start time for each frequency, although it takes about a minute to make the changes. From 0459, 11725, 759, 9700, 1059-9655. 1300-6170, 1651-9700, 1851-11725, and 2151-15720. As of March 24th, the reactivated KYHN 1650 Salisaw, Oklahoma, officially Fort Smith, Arkansas, continues to stunt. They've been doing it now for at least 6 weeks, running nothing but program previews over and over, upcoming show previews, they call them. When will they ever get down to business? I've noticed that World Harvest Radio has been appending their own religious agenda to relay clients, for example, at 0528 UT after Voice of Vietnam on 6175. And also T8WH in Palau. I heard on 11925 March 24th at 1314 with a prayer line plug in English, immediately followed at 1315 by Radio Japan relay opening in Indonesian. Mike Gilchrist in Iowa was pleased that Radio New Ireland was nearly armchair copy the morning of March 27th, the clearest frequency for it in many mornings, 3905, March 27th at 10.03 UT, with an ID as NBC National Radio on 90.7 FM, then News in Pidgin. Ron Howard in California agrees NBC New Ireland was the best of all the NBC stations on that occasion, heard at 1220 to 1240 in Pidgin. Ron Howard also has more information about the status of Radio Fly in Papua New Guinea. On March 26th, he says, for about 3 days, I've not heard any open carrier on 3915 between 12 and 14 UT. It seems to be finally off the air after having run low power for a long time. He found on the website of okteddy.com that the owner of Radio Fly, the mining company, planned on closing around mid to late 2013. So what effect would that have on the radio station? He then managed to contact some people at the station. Stephen Gimbo replied on March 27th, shortwave will come on soon. There are some technical problems we are working to fix. And he also heard from Nigel Parker, Managing Director and CEO of OK Teddy Mining Limited. Contrary to what you may have heard, there is a bright future for OTML, with the mine to continue well into the late 2020s. We are actively engaged in extending the coverage of Radio Fly from our current limited geographical footprint to a comprehensive Western Province footprint by utilizing mobile phone towers to add repeaters, primarily to enable broadcast of School of the Air programs to bring education to remote communities of the Western Province, although he does not mention shortwave specifically. In the Mayor Tip Sheet, Kenneth Zicke in Michigan says Channel Africa's Rise and Shine show is the best of the breakfast shows. They are understandably Africa-centric, but their style is in-depth, and they take the time to flesh out each item instead of just repeating the headlines over and over. He was hearing it on 7230 around 0430 UT. From HFCC A13, here's the full new English schedule of Channel Africa, Monday through Friday only. 03 to 05, 3345. 03 to 04, 5980. 05 to 07, 7230. 06 to 07, 15255. 07 to 12, 9625. 15 to 16, also 9625, and 17 to 18, 15235. Via Jose Bueno, we have the new A13 schedule for Radio Exterior de España, but which, as always, must be subject to confirmation, as we found they've not really been following their published schedule exactly during the previous season. Anyhow, this shows English as follows. To Europe, Monday through Friday at 19 to 20 on 9665, Saturday and Sunday at 21 to 22 on 9650. Now, Africa gets English only on Monday through Friday at 19 to 20 on 11615. And still for North America daily, midnight to 01 on 6055. From a BBC press release, March 26th, via Alokesh Gupta, and also a story in The Guardian, the BBC World Service has canceled its relays via SLBC Sri Lanka following continued interruption and interference of BBC Tamil programming on SLBC. It also includes a useless list of frequencies without times when BBC can still be heard on shortwave, but here's the new A13 schedule. In Sinhala at 16:30 to 17 on 9500, 13830 and 15690. And in Tamil at 15:45 to 16:15 on 9500, 13830 and 15690, the same three frequencies via Singapore, Thailand and Wuverton respectively. More sudden cutbacks at the Voice of America. A press release issued March 26th says VOA reducing radio frequencies, ending shortwave broadcasts to regions where audiences have alternative ways of receiving VOA. The reductions allow VOA to comply with budget cuts required by sequestration and to avoid furloughs of staff members. When the new schedule goes into effect March 31st, cross-border shortwave and medium wave broadcasts will be curtailed to Albania, Georgia, Iran, and Latin America, along with English broadcasts to the Middle East and Afghanistan. The new schedule calls for reductions in some short and medium wave broadcasts in Cantonese, Dari and Pashto, English to Africa, Khmer, Kurdish, Mandarin, Portuguese, Urdu, and Vietnamese, but direct radio broadcasts to all of these regions will continue. No details, of course, but I inspected the HFCC A13 listings for the Greenville site and found that the Spanish broadcasts are still in there, although that may have predated the latest cuts. Thomas Horton in Louisiana heard World of Radio at an unexpected new time last Saturday, 2330 UT on WTWW2-9930. Ted Randall confirms he'll be running World of Radio from now on at that new time, which should be convenient for many listeners, Saturdays, 23:30 on 99:30. He also had some extra time on Sunday, playing us at 23:15. The new WUMY 830 in Memphis, Tennessee, supposedly has 2 watts at night, but it's been widely heard, including by yours truly, interfering with WCCO, presumably running their 8-kilowatt day transmitter. With country music, one more special medium wave DX test scheduled early Sunday, March 31st, from midnight to 3 a.m. Eastern, that's 04 to 07 UT, from WKBI 1400 in St. Mary's, Pennsylvania. There will be tests for 1 minute at the top of the hours only, right after ABC News, with Morse code and sweep tones. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued March 25th. ANK indices peaking at 18 and 4 on the 28th. Solar flux rising from 95 on the 28th to 125 April 8th to 10th, and back down to 95 by April 20th. And that's World of Radio 1662. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.